I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, we're going to talk about that interview right now, and we'll share some audio eventually as well. Here's the one miss, Sue, and we were all in here watching this and reacting, and the Twitter reaction, or the X, if you will, was actually really interesting because people were responding, you know, in real time. Like Steve Cordes, who is a guest on a regular basis, said, Kamala Harris has no idea she's been the vice president for the last 1,365 days because Brett says more than 70% of Americans say the country's on the wrong track. You've been in office for the last 3.5 years. Her answer was, and Donald Trump has been running for office. It's all Donald Trump. Now, look, she's coached up. She pivoted quite well. But here's the miss. He got to the trans issue, right? He plays. I love the way that they played the audio and some of the ads.
That was great.
Yes, and to get reaction. So he goes down that line of questioning about the surgeries for trans sexual inmates. And she blames it on Trump because everything is blamed on
everything's his fault.
But he missed the window to say, okay, but what about biological men competing against biological women, like in this college volleyball situation with San Jose State? But that was a miss. And that's the one thing I wanted to pin her down on, because I don't know how she would have answered that question. I really don't. Yeah. Ethan, what do we have here? Do we have anything new? Because the other favorite part was, well, and this is essentially what Steve said. She said... We all looked at each other, and I couldn't believe that she said this with a straight face. You got to take the responsibility for what happens in your administration. She said, yeah, right. She said those words out loud, which that was maybe my favorite part. But you got to give credit to Brett Baer, despite the miss, and that's just a personal thing. I just wish he would have followed up. And by the way, my sense is Brett probably wishes, you know, cause you're doing these interviews in the moment and you see something and then you want to go to the next question. He's only got a half an hour, 25 minutes. But I thought he did an exceptional job because he followed up. He pressed. She tried to talk over him and not allow the questions. I think she got a little angry off for a while there. I'm not sure if that's going to play well. We talked to Kilmeade earlier. Brian said that what she wants to do is show that she's got a command. And I think that was the overriding goal. I don't know that she accomplished that, though.
No. And if all you do is say it's Donald Trump, he's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not a win.
Here's one.
You got to take responsible for what happened presidency. In your administration.
That's really good. Here's this.
If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
What?
You and I both know what I'm talking about.
No, we don't know what you're talking about. That's the thing.
You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become...
But
listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me, the former chief of staff to the president, Donald Trump, former defense secretaries, national security advisor, and his vice president, one that he is unfit to serve, that he is unstable, that he is dangerous.
But that wasn't the question, right?
No.
But this is what politicians do. They pivot, except for Trump, because he weaves. He weaves. On the trans issue, here was.
When I was attorney general, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California.
So that was 2019.
Yeah.
And she gets pressed on that and she just dances around the whole issue because she's on the record on all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So when they try to expose that, all she says is Donald Trump.
You know what I'm
talking about. No, Brett's like, no, I really don't. Can you help me out there? Right? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But that was very interesting.
Ooh.
Now, the question is, what will the impact of this be? Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, here's the other thing that got me. When he said, how long did you know that Joe Biden wasn't himself? You talked to him, you met with him every week. And she did not know what to say to that.
But she also acted like nothing was wrong.
Yes,
with the
president. Exactly what she went with.
Here's a question for you, and it's a rhetorical question. Why in the hell did it take until 5 p.m. Central on the 16th of October, 3 weeks ahead of a presidential election, to anyone in the media to ask a question along those lines?
Yeah.
You know, Fox people have been asking those, but you know what I mean? That's never come up really. And this is one of the great scandals, I think, of the last 6 months. And I don't know if after the election, you got some of these bored reporters who won't be able to punch Trump around anymore. They'll be pissed off that he's back in the White House. That'll start doing some real journalism on how this was covered up by this vice president and others. Look, we got solid reporting that 2 years ago in a cabinet meeting, people were like, wait a second, what's going on with this guy? And that was 2.5 years ago.
Right. Brett Baer is saying, gosh, even George Clooney came out and said, he's not the man that I knew.
Right.
And you meet with him every week and said nothing. He's great.
Yeah, that's confusing to a lot of people. Now, the implications of all this, because what's going to happen is everyone on the right, and they're doing it on the X, formerly Twitter, right now, is chewing her up, saying this is a terrible performance, because it was. But what will be the reaction on CNN? I don't know. Fred Jennings will probably be on CNN tonight because they have him working nonstop. He was not with us today. We flipped him around. Kilmeade could do today. So we had Brian on earlier, but Jennings is going to be here tomorrow. But I'll be very curious to see what the reaction is. It's like the first debate. When we were all watching that at the watch party, I wanted to hear what ESPN said and if they called it accurately. And they did, to their credit, you know, that night. But will they call this one accurately? I don't know. And will it really impact the election at all?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. And when pressed on the border, she just dances around and says it's because they didn't pass that bill.
I don't think she gave them anything that they can immediately turn around in an ad. I mean, there's enough of that stuff out there, but there wasn't that moment where she cratered. I'm just curious about the anger. I mean, maybe that plays well, but she did get a little... Yeah. A little pissy is the word.
Well, nobody asks the real questions.
I know.
It's off-putting.
That was very unusual for her. We're coming back. We have audio cut of the day.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Nice.
You know that one? That's Michael Penn. Yeah, Michael Penn. No myth. Good song. Sean Penn's brother. Sean Penn's less crazy brother, I think I would say. So the X, formerly Twitter, is a real interesting place to be right now in the aftermath of this interview. And I think it's going to take a little while for people to digest it and chew it up and then kind of break it down. But it will be interesting to hear the reaction in the next 24 hours. Now, this is all coming. You know, one of the questions I asked Brian, and Brian asked Brett this question. We had Kilmeade on earlier. Why did she do this interview? Like, mm-hmm. why? Well, and his theory was, and I think there's something to this, just to show that she had a command, if you will, because it doesn't really matter. And that became very clear what she specifically says, because MSNBC and CNN, they'll kind of toss that aside. But some of it's even funnier when you not only hear it, but you see it in print, you know, like the questions themselves. It's just awkward.
Like script.
Somebody we talked about the one where you know, we just played the one where she said, you and I both know what I'm talking about. So people are putting this out there, like the print version of that is Baer. If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years. Harris, Trump has been running for office. Baer, but you've been in office. Harris, you and I both know what I'm talking about. Baer, actually, I don't know what you're talking about. And that was kind of a funny way to break it down. But this is all kind of framed around some very interesting polling that's coming in right now. Nate Silver's kind of calling this a real dead heat. The poll. Keep in mind, you know, the other thing about the national polling, this is something to keep in mind. If you see a national poll that has Harris leading by 2%, 2.5%, she very, very likely will win the popular vote by 2%. Think about California, the millions of votes just coming from there, or Cook County. So the polling for the national race, if you start seeing, oh, it looks like Harris has a, you know, the Real Clear Politics average is 2 points or whatever it is, she'll probably win by that much. But that doesn't win the Electoral College
right.
necessarily. So there is a difference. But we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, certainly. I have something a little different here coming on the heels of this interview to do for Audio Cut of the Day. So let's get to that.
Stand by. Playback ready. Now, the Audio Cut of the Day.
Okay, so Mark Halperin is a guy that's a political reporter, and he worked for ABC News. And he's also the guy, now some of you might remember, he kind of had a little Me Too issue, and I think they fired him. He's out on his own. But he was the guy that predicted accurately that Nancy Pelosi and other senior Democrats would shove Biden to the curb, right? And, you know, he got that right. There were some other calls earlier this year about Biden getting out of the race and the timetable of that that Halperin kind of called very accurately. So he was on Tucker Carlson's podcast yesterday. And he made quite a dire prediction here.
Say this not flippantly. I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country. I think tens of millions of people will question their connection to the nation, their connection to other human beings, their connection to their vision of what their future for them and their children could be like.
So he's talking about if Trump wins the election, he thinks he's predicting, now you got to hear him out here, the biggest mental health crisis?
And I think that will be require an enormous amount of access to mental health professionals. I think it'll lead to trauma in the workplace. I think there'll be some degree of...
Are you being serious?
100% serious. 100% serious. I think there'll be alcoholism. There'll be broken marriages. There'll
what?
Be, yeah. They think he's the worst person possible to be president. And having won by the hand of Jim Comey and Fluke in 2016 and then performed in office for 4 years and denied who won the election last time and January 6th, the fact that under a fair election, America chose by the rules pre-agreed to, Donald Trump again, I think it will cause the biggest mental health crisis in the history of America. And I don't think it will be kind of a passing thing that by the inauguration will be fine. I think it will be sustained and unprecedented and hideous. And I don't think the country's ready for it.
Well, and he goes on here.
I think there'll be some violence. I think there'll be workplace fights. There'll be fights at kids' birthday parties. I think there'll be protests that will turn violent. I hope they're not, but I think there will be some. But I think it will be more, it'll be less anger and more a failure to understand how it could happen. You know, like the death of a child or your spouse announcing that you know, your wife announcing she's a lesbian and she's leaving you for your best friend. Like a something that's so traumatic that it is impossible for even the most mentally healthy person to truly process.
Now, this sounds crazy, right? It sounds extreme, but what he's dialing into with the TDS that runs rampant, there are people that they do feel this way, and they will lose their you-know-what.
I think you're right about that, and if you ask that person, what exactly are you afraid of? What has he done? They don't have an answer.
No, they wouldn't really have an answer for that.
Yet they continue to go on, and like it's an actual threat to them.
Well, that's because they've been told it's an actual threat to democracy. Just a couple more words from him here.
And incorporate into their daily life. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's what's going to happen for tens of millions of people because they think that their fellow citizens supporting Trump is a sign of fundamental evil at the heart of their fellow citizens and of the nation.
So that last part, he's right. I don't know about the ominous predictions, but he's right about that. These are people, and look, I addressed this issue yesterday. I've lost some friendships over this. They'll go after you even harder. There will be, Thanksgiving will be very uncomfortable, right? Now, I would say if it's in the other direction, it would still be uncomfortable. But listen, here's James Carville spreading a lot of this stuff too.
Jake, this is a very dangerous time when you think about it. And he is going full-throated authoritarianism. He's telling people they ought to beat some woman up at his rally. And he's going to say, and Michael Flynn is going to say, and all of them are going to say, we told you so. And you voted for us, so we have no choice but to arrest our political enemies. That's literally what's happening right in front of our face.
So that's what they think is going to happen. They think he's going to round people up because he's talked about, you know, some political payback. And then you got Biden. Listen to Biden.
Same guy with three other major cases waiting for him and he loses.
That is a
and by the way, 34 felonies. And so far, he had good sentence. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. Look, Donald Trump's not running for you. He's running for himself.
Anyway, you know, my the other thing, we're going to have to break into this audio and really get some stuff for tomorrow, Fred. But my favorite part was when, you know, there were so many favorite parts of what Brett was doing. But he, what was it that we reacted to? Because he was talking about something along those lines and kind of got under her skin at one point. I'd have to go back and listen to
the audio.
Are
you sure it wasn't the point where he said, how long did you talk to Joe Biden and realize he was going downhill and she just refused?
No, because there was something else that kind of caught my attention that he did. And I'm going to have to think about it. I think I had a brain cramp there. I had a Biden moment because I was listening to Biden. But look, they're trying to make this seem that if he's elected, you will lose the country, that it will be authoritarian. They're comparing him to, you know, Hitler. He's going to do a rally at Madison Square Garden. And just because he's doing a rally at Madison Square Garden, and just because the Nazis had a rally 100 years ago, that's the same thing, right? I mean, this is the mindset. But they're freaked out. You can hear it in Carville's voice. Mark Halperin might be a little too hyperbolic, but I don't know. We'll talk about it all tomorrow after we digest all this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.